This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we told you the man assault was coming in 2020. Because if one thing, these globalists are neurotic. They obsess over little timetables, and they put them in all their little publications like we're animals. They go, the public are dumb animals. We'll dumb them down, chop their balls off, make it trendy, destroy their families, poison them. We'll never know what hit them. By 2020, we'll launch the bio-attack. Have them all locked down, have drones controlling them, bankrupt their economy, shut down the third world, starve billions to death. But we knew it was coming. And we didn't believe the globalists when they said, oh, they're profane. They'll never oppose us. We made preparations to fight them. And so now they're having to admit that Bill Gates is being targeted by social media mobs. The people that are being censored and knocked down and attacked and silenced are 99-1 just annihilating him with links to how he's behind bioweapons and depopulation, how his employees are heavily involved in the COVID-19 production. He's being destroyed. And so the Wall Street Journal comes out and says, look at these conspiracy theorists. They say Bill Gates is involved. How? Think about the psychotic one-dimensional thing of Gates. He thought he'd put out that Abramovic High Priest of Crowley video all over the place and people would like it, where she like appears like a demon in a pentagram and all this stuff. 99% literally rejected it, just like everything else he does. We see through you, boy. You know, everything else I do from here on out is icing on the top. Seriously. And everything. Because, son, you think you know about the dark side. You don't know nothing. And these devil worshipers are deceived. They haven't been given the full picture. And they really think they're in power and they're in charge. They're just here to test us. And it's going to be rough like boot camp. But Jesus is real. God's real. And goodness is real. And we're going to make it through this. But yeah, it's pretty incredible what's going on. I mean, look at Rothschild and their demon witch. They worship this hog-like, ugly woman that looks like a pig's butt is prettier, and that's who they literally think is the queen of the earth. Bill Gates hangs out with her too, and Jeffrey Epstein. Just be glad you're not these people, because everything they're doing is their weird satanic hallucination. Let's go out to break with Dr. Phil. Media Matters and George Soros is angry with him. He came out and said we should reopen the economy. Dr. Phil's now a thought criminal. See, a lot of folks you thought were going on to get along will actually join us in the end, because they realize there's no hope unless you stand up against it. We'll go to break. Come back with Owen Schroyer.
That door is going to open soon, and it's kind of like the pace car at a NASCAR race. When that pace car pulls off the track, you want to be at full speed. Let everybody else be looking for their keys and figuring out what they're going to do. You want to be up to full speed. You need to have your mind busy. You need to be working and doing things every day. Don't be sitting around, because particularly elderly people, their mind will begin to wander and they will not become cognitively active. You've got to be cognitively agile. This really has an effect on people neuropsychologically. I've been talking with my colleague, Dr. Marty Greenberg, and we're very concerned even about people in their 30s and 40s losing a step cognitively by being in quarantine.
Yeah, and kids, go back, the kids have to be hearing from their teachers at the same time every day as if they would in school on video. You got to do something. All right, question from Don. What can people do to avoid confrontation with other members of the household since everyone is forced to stay home together? Dr. Phil might be the last question.
You know, that's a tough thing. You've really got to give each other space. And I mean space mentally, emotionally, physically. And before you judge somebody, you need to realize you're probably a jerk too. So just back off and give everybody some space. This will end soon. We probably shouldn't have ever started this. But just realize there's a light at the end end of the tunnel. We need to get out of this and get back to work.
I'm a Dr. Phil fan now. We never should have started this. Yes. Find your fight. Say no.
When we don't need.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
To the science here, because I assume all of us are following the lead of epidemiologists, arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach, tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened. I meant congregation at state and county parks, of which there was an enormous amount when that the weather got warm. And okay. The fact that folks weren't, it's not that they couldn't be in the park and jogging by themselves or walking on their own and keeping distance. They weren't. And there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lots. And we've got some of the nicest parks in the Northeast, if not the country. Again, it brings me no joy, but we felt that was the right decision to make.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to all, first of all, we looked at the data the science, and it says people have to stay away from each other. That's the best thing we could do to break the back of the curve of this virus that leads to lower hospitalizations and ultimately fatalities.
And I'm not contesting that, though. I think I do think there's a debate. This is a rolling conversation, because we're learning new things every day, and nothing is settled at this point.
Understood.
But I do want, since you are an elected official, a leader in the government, an executive, how do you have the authority to order something that so clearly contravenes the Bill of Rights of the United States, the U.S. Constitution? Where do you get the authority to do that?
Well, here's the thing. We know we need to stay away from each other, number one. Number two, we do have broad authority within the state. And number three, we would never do that without coordinating, discussing, and hashing it out with the leaders, the variety of the leaders of the faith in New Jersey. We are among, if not the most diverse state in America.
We talk to every rabbi and priest, but there's a deeper question here, and I'm just going to ask you one last time, because I think it's important. I'm sure you've thought about this. You can't just, as the governor of a state, tell people who they can talk to, when and where, because the Constitution of the United States, upon which all of this is based, prohibits you from doing that. So you clearly decided that you could do it. Did you consult an attorney about this? Did you? I mean, because this is a legal question as well as a medical one, isn't it?
I don't go to the men's room without consulting an attorney, so I guarantee you we did that. But I'll give you an example that was not related to the synagogue. I called up Cardinal Tobin, Cardinal Joe Tobin in Newark. There are five or six archdioceses in New Jersey. It was coming up to Easter and Holy Week in particular. And I said, listen, I'm really concerned about drive-through Holy Communion, because we had heard some stories about priests who unwittingly had the virus.
All right, so the idea is if anybody could ever die of anything, thing. It can't be allowed. We've all got to stay in our houses, be bubble people. We've got to be tracked in real time. Except they're wearing a state police outfit. This is truly disgusting. Meanwhile, this thing has not killed half of what the 2018 flu killed. We're 360, 70 million people. You count the illegal aliens, probably 400 million. This is an absolute hoax. And now they're predicting that there is a vengeance against this. People have been complying, but they're pissed. They know they were roped into it. Been told, oh, it's like an extended spring break. I said, yeah, for the rest of your life. This is economic warfare. China's open for business, but we're not. Dr. Phil's come out and said this should never have been done. This is a sick joke. And the top virologist in the world who discovered the HIV virus when it was so small and nobody could find it, didn't know what was happening, he's come out and said, we looked at it, it's man-made. China, AP has the documents, knew. Wuhan covered it up. The WHO covered it up. And you're seeing a desperate push by Facebook, Twitter, Google to block anybody, including congressmen. They're doing fact checks on Senator Cotton. So if Trump and the media get in their fights, that's one thing. But if they have mass censorship of people's views and things that are confirmed, that's total tyranny. And Trump must act against this. We got so used to censorship, and now our back's broken and we put up with anything. And we've got all this unfolding, and it turns out, just such huge news, folks, that the one of the top scientists at the Wuhan lab works for Bill and Melinda Gates, Danielle Anderson. And Danielle, it turns out, came up with a COVID-19 test that's going to make tens of billions of dollars conservatively. And she works for them. And it turns out that she runs Facebook's fact-checking, and she's the one running the set. So the woman behind the test making the money, the woman at the lab who has a stake in covering it up when it's confirmed, she's the one saying what's censored and what isn't. You can't make this up. I mean, Owen Schroyer, thought criminal. But let's show Media Matters here. Media Matters breathlessly yesterday had this video still of Owen, you know, him with his mouth open, and said, oh, they're openly organizing. Twitter is facilitating. Not the child molestation the Democrats do. No, Twitter's facilitating not the Islamic invasion the Democrats do. No, sorry. Not the Chinese flying in, you know, and Trump tried to block them with COVID-19. No, they weren't facilitating that. Twitter is facilitating the promotion of an InfoWars host rally that will flout Texas social distancing order. So you're going to exercise your First Amendment of the right of assembly to go out there and say, don't hold us hostage. Don't kill the third world. Half a billion now on the edge of starvation. They say tens of millions could starve. 2 million already starving to death. They don't count, though, Owen. How dare you exercise your free speech? Every damn account associated with you is deleted because you want to exercise assembly, you piece of garbage.
Well, Alex, and how dare you be so upset that a Nazi from Media Matters would be censoring us? This is what we should be celebrating, that we have Nazis censoring people on social media. But you know, Alex, I think it's worse.
Well, carpfish here. It's like, I love how they even got a photo with your mouth open. Look at that.
They had to go through my broadcast how many times?
Here, make the face warm right now. So, you know.
That's all right. They can go
through
this broadcast.
Let's do double carp photo for Media Matters. Now, we can talk about this, but the communist Chinese and the Wuhan lab operator are in control of Facebook. I mean, where's the Pentagon? If I seize control of Facebook, I should be arrested. Since when do the Chi-Coms run everything?
Well, not only that, so they want to stop the information from flowing that this virus originated at the lab in Wuhan, but now she's also going to want to stop any information from flowing that this individual is about to profit massively off of the testing. So it's like, oh, we released the virus and then we released the test. I mean, that's about as criminal as you can get right there. Arrest everybody involved. And so,
and she thinks she's a genius. She's like, this is funny. She put this out. You're a radio listener. This is on her own bio.
But Alex, think about the complete reversal of the reality of the situation here. So she's complaining that it's coming out now that this virus originated in the Wuhan lab. By the way, they're about to try to chip that.
She's not complaining. She's in command censoring. How many people are on Facebook now? 3.4 billion?
They're already...
She's in command of what you can say, and she's behind it.
China, and so same Cambridge University that said this was not a man-made virus, has now come out and said this did not even originate in Wuhan. So somebody needs to be investigating Cambridge University as well.
Listen. the Nobel Prize winner for discovering HIV says it's man-made.
No, it's obviously man-made. It's obviously from Wuhan. They're obviously covering it up. My point is, though, see, she's on here saying, oh, we don't want to spread the fear, we don't want to spread the panic, when she knows this came out of a lab. So, see, if you could actually be honest that this came out of a lab and was man-made, then you could actually say, okay, you know what? Hey, we got a serious situation here. This is biological warfare launched against us by the Chinese. We need this to phase out. We're going to need a month. We're going to have to do some serious social distancing. We're at war with China.
Instead, they're totally desperate, blaming our speech when it's confirmed. And how does the government put up with this? Chi-coms run everything? I want action from the president now!
No, it's totally out of control. And I'm not going to try to complain.
No, people go, why are you so upset? I don't know, we're under bio attack, we're locked down in our houses. Since when are men trained? But like, I know a lot of men, like if you bump in a store, they're ready to kick your ass, or if your dog craps in the yard, they go, your dog just crapped. I'm like, hey, sorry, like, I'll beat your ass. But like, if somebody just kills your whole family, destroys your way of life, you just sit there and piss and under a little puddle and go, I mean, I'm sick of it. Seriously, Owen?
I'm trying.
You realize we're 2 inches from total nuclear war right now?
With China.
Yeah. I mean, I've had it.
It's time for action. I don't know what the president's waiting on at this point.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Years ago, the most powerful robber barons in the world combined their fortunes and pledge to establish world government and planetary depopulation against the unwashed, useless eaters. It's mainline history, but people have forgotten it. And now, Bill Gates is probably right. You deserve to die. He says, survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. If you don't stand up, you deserve to die. Well, guess what, Billy Boy? I see you. You're not trying to improve the race. You want to dominate it. You'll never get it. He's freaking out. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's everywhere that 99% of people hate him. They're saying he's behind it. It turns out his people are behind it. It's not going the way old Billy Boy want. Like you were saying during the break, I said, how do you approximate this, Owen? You're a smart cookie. Owen Schroyer hosts the War Room coming up here in about an hour and 39 minutes from now. He said, well, the world's rejecting it, but they're still force-feeding it.
So it doesn't matter if he's on Instagram, if he's on Facebook, if he's on Twitter, if he's on CNBC, if he's on CNN, doing all of his media requests, everywhere he's being
rejected. He jumped the shark, baby.
But it's like, I don't know who made the meme. I saw it on Newswars.com where Bill Gates is like the Skeksis in the Dark Crystal. But he is. He's like, time to make my move. It's like, this is Bill Gates.
It will kill a lot of you, the vaccine. Oh, it's good, though. It's time to make my move. I will.
Hey, we did transfer it to Wuhan. My people are in charge. Time to die.
We're like, okay, dude, when you try to kill us, don't you get it's a two-way street?
Well, let me tell you, Alex, let me tell you, I think that anybody who's going to be defending China and trying to blame Trump on this is going to...
And he's done that. He's now saying, oh, don't blame China, the WHO, because they're blackmailing him. Remember China last week said, you gave it to us. And Bates is like, Trump, leave him alone. China's good. No, no, don't do it. Trump has to bring it all out and just burn them all, flamethrow them.
I think the next big narrative that's going to blow this thing out of the water is the fact that China, in I believe it was November and December, was stopping flights out of Wuhan to everywhere domestically, but international flights from Wuhan were still going out.
Now, that was on record, and the media was like, federal judges blocked Trump trying to stop flights from China. How dare you? And then they're blaming Trump now.
So it's
why
going to be
doesn't Trump, he's on the right track exposing that China's behind it and the WHO, but he's got to attack with everything now.
Yeah, I don't know what is going through President Trump's head. It's the golden opportunity right now, and America can't. I mean, we're on the precipice here. I mean, this is the.
We're going to let that thing on screen, right?
But that's like the Rothschild, like the old Rothschild royalty. They're kind of losing control. Bill Gates is now seeing that.
Like a virus scared them. Yes. Oh, that will show them.
And Bill Gates is sitting back like, yes, you had your central banking. You had
the control.
There's Bill Gates right there. He's like, oh,
your central banks are failing. Your fake wars have been exposed.
Well, they'll kill everyone. They'll forget about your Ponzi scheme.
Except everyone knows it's you.
I've got some.
And you think it scares me, the stuff you got jacked up? I love it. I've never been higher than this. I love it.
So we've got...
I've come here to destroy your ass. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but see, Alex, here's the thing. People want to be like, oh my gosh, you guys are just... You're just so extreme. You're just so loud and boisterous.
Why are you so alive? Like,
oh, I don't know. I mean...
Sorry.
It's like, I got people putting out Chinese propaganda in the United States.
They admit that Facebook's run by the Wuhan deputy scientist.
I got Nazis censoring my free speech. I got a technocrat trying to inject the entire earth with a foreign substance in total medical tyranny. I have Democrat governors saying, oh,
meanwhile, there's probably like there's someone like wiggling in their seat at media matters. Like, oh, you're so, oh. I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, dude.
No, I don't want to know what goes on behind closed doors.
Oh.
Wait, you have Democrat governors that are openly admitting, like, oh, yeah, Bill of Rights? I didn't, what? I don't look at that. Like, no, no, no. Bill of Rights, Constitution.
Under persecution, how good are you feeling right now? I mean, this is horrible stuff going on, but I feel the awakening, brother.
You know, it's a weird balance, Alex, because I feel the human awakening. No, actually, I am jealous. Think about shaving my head.
No, don't do that. You have nice
actually, hair. Actually, I am a little jealous. So very nice. Because there's a lot of work that goes with having
hair. Very jealous of that duck's ass.
But, Alex, I'm a little worried, not for, because the American people are waking up. We're seeing that. What I'm worried about is what is the president doing? Why are we still dealing with these criminals and these?
No, I agree. Is Trump complicit? Because this has really become ridiculous.
And it's not about, like, I mean, we could make that decision and pivot and say, okay, it's time for us to go after Trump, whether we think Trump is the enemy or that's just the best way to wake people up.
Well, I don't think that. I just, like, this has become ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. The amount of censorship is out of control.
I mean, China runs it.
Yeah, it's all foreign run. It's an act of war.
Do you see where Facebook's blocking AP now?
No, Alex, if you...
And then the woman at the Wuhan lab runs it? Who can make... That's like... In Scooby-Doo, where they pull the hat off and it's the bad guys. Like, we've caught them. It's, like, ridiculous.
If you were at war, what would be one of the first things you would do to your enemy? You'd sabotage their communication. You'd shut down the lines of communication.
Yeah, you'd shut up the American people with a bunch of delusional, dark, all these, Jack Dorsey and all these little nobodies, man.
Then you would poison the people. Oh, okay. Oh, we released, accidentally, the virus came out of the lab. But see, they're all trying to cover it up now. It's all about the cover-up now.
But don't forget that literally, if there was any leadership, we could decapitate these people in like 3 hours. I mean, the military could just, you send out 1,000 assassins and go after globalists that are known Chi-Com operatives, and you just take control of the infrastructure, hand it back to the people. And I'm not a guy that like lusts after violence. They're attacking us, brother. And now they're going to have a nuclear war. It's like, why are we letting them do this? Just... Stop them now.
It's time to start putting people in jail. It's time to start putting people in front of military tribunals.
Not engage in violence. And because we're winning politically. That's why they want to overturn everything with this martial law. But I'm just saying, the head of Harvard, you know, they're all Chi-Com agents. And they're launching bio attacks on us. And I'm telling Trump and the Pentagon, do your job, okay? We're under damn attack. Do something now.
Yeah, I don't know what we're waiting for here. But you've got Harvard chemistry professors and chairmen trying to transfer biological material with Chinese nationals.
And everybody else is sitting there in a bucket of piss, scared to say all this. Why? We're losing everything because we act like cowards. America had the world through ideas because they knew we weren't cowards, man.
But that's another silver lining.
Stop it! Stop the damn cowardice! Holy hell!
That's another silver lining, though, is that the Winter Warriors are being separated from the Sunshine Patriots right now. The Winter Warriors are coming out. The Sunshine Patriots are hiding in their hole and not fighting.
Winter Patriots are smart and want to live. That's the people think winter soldiers are tough. No, we're not. We're smart. I don't want to live under lockdown and globalist pedophiles running everything. We got freedom because we had people willing to stand up. It's not some cool thing to stand up, folks. It's like getting oxygen when you've been underwater.
And this reopening and phases, I'm not behind that.
Oh, it's all about, let me cycle it, and then the apps watch you. I mean.
And it's okay. This is the new normal. It's a good thing Trump came out and said this is not the new normal. That's good.
We'll play that clip when we come back, and we'll get into your thought crime. Because imagine you're like, yeah, I'm going to go out and exercise my right to assemble, you know, like black folks did in the 1960s or whatever. And I use that on the left. Like, imagine they just said it was a virus back then. We wouldn't even end segregation. I mean, it's just like, it's like you just literally, everything stopped because there's a virus. It's not even that deadly of a virus.
No, stop breathing, actually, because you can catch the virus.
Stop the virus.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you can't catch a respiratory virus if you stop breathing.
No.
That's the answer, folks. Stop breathing.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Against my respiratory system. So we've discovered how to stop the spread, Alex. Are you ready to tell the people?
That's right, folks. They have told us that humans are the problem. We're hurting the earth. The only way to stop the spread of COVID-19 is to stop breathing. So to save others, you're a Democrat, globalist, Lord Rothschild, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I wish no harm upon you myself, but you want to abort the babies. You say there's too many people. You can get an electrical wire, a rope, go to the hardware store or whatever, and just tie it around the ceiling fan, get a chair up there, put it around your neck, and then just kind of wiggle off there, and you kind of get that break. So what happens real quick, kind of break the neck real fast, and then you won't be spreading COVID-19. Now I'm not asking you to do that. I hope you have long lives. I'm just saying you've told us how there's too many of us and we need to die. Show us your leaders. And leadership means you have to show us how to do it. So I think Hillary and Lord Rothschild and all those people, they said there's too many of us, and they're leaders. They should show us how to kill ourselves.
Well, I mean, for other people, it may be as simple as just, you know.
Well, they're for assisted suicide.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to stop the spread, I mean, we can do it right now, Alex.
But if they ask us, who would help them? Maybe I'm not even just put gasoline on them and
look. I'm not even going to take a deep breath. I'm just going to stop breathing because I want to be a leader. I want to stop the spread. It's all about stopping the spread.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I want the crew as well.
I'm Obama.
Okay.
And you're Hillary. Let's just. Now, of course, we do have a silence alarm that'll hit, so we should probably play some music under this so the stations get mad.
Maybe like something like you would get at a funeral.
Yeah, it's kind of getting harder. Oh, but I'm saving you right.
Hold on. A little
corona. Like 30 seconds.
A little COVID's coming out.
No, but we joke around about this. I saw the headline, like, breathing spreads it. Well, the obvious answer is not breathing.
I saved the world.
I tell you what, Owen, here.
I'm saving the world.
Hold on. Get over here.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you,
Alan.
Yes, for the earth!
Thank you for saving the planet, Alan.
Anyways, now seriously, you know, we can joke around about this all day here, but...
No, I want to thank you for
saving. I agree. The left says humans should die. I think, you know, like, the average leftist should, like, there's a lot of empty farm equipment out there.
Alex, if
they
you
can find a wood chipper, turn it on, jump right in.
Alex, if you want to volunteer for such a heroic thing, I mean, you know, you could just, I mean, I'm sure you, with the proper training, I'm not saying you should do this, but I'm saying if somebody wanted to be the hero, with the proper training, you could probably learn how to just get a lineup of people and just, you know, get the headlock and then just, and just, like, you know, just 10 in a row, save the planet one at a time.
Well,
but you would volunteer for something like that, right?
Well, no, like, we've been told by David Rothschild or so many people, well, I think he should volunteer to pour gasoline all over himself and then light himself as a Roman candle.
Well, if humans are the disease, you know, and you want to eradicate humans, lead by example.
In fact, a Microsoft ad ought to be that lady, that devil worshiper. She pours gasoline all over herself, so like having kids' blood or whatever, and she goes, for the earth. Like, wow.
She might actually do that, though. She might literally do that. Because, see, what they're doing is, they want to cement her into, like, human history as, like, the first artist to be multidimensional or, like, a hologram permanently through time. And so then kids in, like, the year 2500 are like, ooh, Marina Abramovic, a hero of art, when she's a known...
Well, she should drink gasoline, then. Voluntarily. It's an art project.
No, I'm
lying.
Well, actually, you know that she actually did do an art display one time where people literally tortured her physically?
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm dead.
Anyways, let's just get back to what I was going to get to. The media matters. David Brock has come out, and you have been a very bad boy. You wanted to exercise your free speech, your right of assembly of the First Amendment, and they said you're banned off Twitter everywhere. You committed a thought crime for what's coming up this Saturday. Tell us about the thought crime you committed.
Well, this is incredible because...
You wanted to break martial law, and I mean... Come on, America is about you don't leave your house, folks. Come on.
No, that's true. What a
radical over here.
I was a bad American, and I didn't want to shut America down and crash our economy and destroy America forever. I decided that I wanted America to live.
This is a really good photo of you, though, Media Matters got.
They had to, you know, it's sad that these people follow everything we do, but that's another
story. Let's look at you right here. This is a very good photo.
I asked them to get me from my good side, but that's what they should.
You look like a cart trying to get air.
Well, see, that's actually what I look like when I wasn't breathing when I was doing this live stream because I'm trying to stop the spread. So that was after about 2 minutes of not breathing, and I started, you know, and you start gasping for air like a carp out of water. It's tough, Alex. No, but seriously. So people all over America are deciding it's time to reopen the country, and I don't even like saying that. And I'm glad that when I was talking with Daria, she's like, don't even go with that. They can't close America. So we decided to call Saturday's rally, You Can't Close America. So that doesn't give them the precedent to say, well, we already closed it, so you got to reopen it. No, you never closed it. We voluntarily stayed inside with some bad
advice. America never shut down.
America never shut down, and Trump said it too yesterday. He said America cooperated. No, that's it.
Let's play that clip. Because here's like this guy going, the new normal is drones deliver us food.
Hey,
obsolete.
What do you think? Can America just stay inside forever? And part of the guidance seems to sort of shift to states and companies the burden not just of additional testing and surveillance, but also this sort of new normal in which, you know, there's smaller crowds in restaurants and bars and arenas.
Well, that's not going to be normal. There's not going to be a new normal where somebody has been having for 25 years 158 seats in a restaurant, and now he's got 30 or he's got 60, because that wouldn't work. That's not normal. No, normal will be if he has the 158 or 68 seats, and that's going to happen, and it's going to happen relatively quickly, we hope. But that's our normal. Our normal is if you have 100,000 people in an Alabama football game, or 110,000 to be exact, we want 110,000 people there. We want every seat occupied. Normal is not going to be where you have a game with 50,000 people.
So literally, China's open for business. It's this thing where if somebody has a virus, we never go outside again. Talk about a cult. I mean, this is so ridiculously obvious, and the whole facade is starting to break down.
Well, the wet markets are even open in China. But they'll, Alex, they're going to use
a little kitty cat.
They'll
a little kitty. I'm like, I'm hungry today. I'll take two kittens.
They'll throw anything that is alive into a hot boiling pot of water that has boiled probably 10 live animals previously to your
Xin Chao Wang Guan Guo.
And that is fine Chinese cuisine, you racist. No, but seriously, Alex. People don't know you speak fluent Mandarin.
Well, no, that's the thing, is that it came out of there. It's admitted now. We're not supposed to say it.
But they're using, here's what I'm saying, Alex, get back to the censorship. They're using coronavirus as an excuse. It's not about coronavirus. It's not about
stopping the spread. Obviously, it's not about that. But what about Congress should act? That Twitter says they're trying to organize to have protests. Those aren't allowed in America. What happened to freedom of assembly? All your BS doesn't trump that. This is insane how they just push the president and the precedent out further and further. Look at that.
So, by the way, the event that they're trying to stop, the American freedom that they're trying to stop, is this Saturday noon at the state capitol in Austin, Texas. And Alex, when I first announced this, it was really just in response to what I saw in Ohio and Michigan and North Carolina. I didn't really know it was going to become a nationwide phenomenon. And then other groups here locally, other groups in San Antonio, other
sure,
groups in
Houston.
Sure,
it's spontaneous.
And it's just synchronicity. And so we're going to have our people out here. There's going to be all kinds of other groups out there. I think.
By the way, though, the governor of Michigan said it was racist because they said she's a Nazi. She goes, oh, look, they're Nazis. They said I'm a Nazi. Like, she thinks people are so illiterate that if we're calling her a Nazi, we're Nazis.
Well, wait a second. She's the governor that betrayed her own Democrat representative and who would have died if it wasn't for Trump getting the hydroxychloroquine out there as far as...
Doesn't matter. I'm calling you racist right now. Why are you a Nazi right now? Why like Hitler?
I can't beat that. That's it. That's it for me.
Why like Hitler, huh?
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. You like Hitler, huh?
Right. Save the planet. Thank you, Alex.
Just a Hitler.
Is that how you
just
save America? Hold on, I'm suing Alex Jones. I'm suing Alex Jones. He just coughed on me. I guarantee you, Alex Jones.
I've never
guarantee
seen
you
so much Hitler.
I guarantee you right now.
Hitler.
I'd find
Hitler.
I will find 20 liberal lawyers. I will find 100 liberal lawyers that will sue you.
Hitler.
They will sue you for talking on me and shut you out of business.
Shut up.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody is looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used.
I had to kick Alex Floyd out of here earlier. Alex Jones here back live. He was saying terrible things about the globalists. And then he finally got reason. And he said, it's time for all of us to die. To stop COVID-19 spreading. Like the UN said, you have to stop breathing. So I don't just believe we should all be given masks. I believe they should set up voluntarily hanging centers at all the local grocery stores. You can put it on Twitter, and the China will promote it. And we should all hang ourselves. Like they said, there's too many people. So, ceremonially, we have Xi Jinping's spirit animal here. Xi Ding Dong is here for TV viewers. And look at that. You are looking very nice, Xi Jinping.
Well, actually, I represent the future babies of planet Earth and the world. And we don't say America, Alex, because in the future there is no America, only one world. And so I'm here representing...
You look like David Brock.
Well, that wouldn't be possible, knowing his sexual orientation. But Maybe in the future.
Will you kill me right now so I don't hurt the earth anymore?
Yes, but I just want to say that this is an example, and the future of the world, the Democrats really care about the future babies, and so we've been sent, Alex, to come here and to kill all humans so that we can save the human race, and you have volunteered, Alex Jones has volunteered as tribute. He will be the first
Actually, you're going to do this while I die. I'll be uploaded and live forever in the digital. I'm not really being killed.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
I'll be transferred into the AI right now. Here,
yes,
right over here.
Yes, you're coming.
Oh, I'll be right here. Okay, I'm going to be transferred.
Okay, are you ready?
Transfer me.
Are you ready for the divine existence?
I'm ready to be uploaded to the Apple's heaven. They own slave camps in China, but that doesn't matter. It's okay.
You're a real hero for this, Alex.
I'm ready to join Apple
Alex,
heaven.
Are you ready for this? Oh, yes. Rest now, Alex. Rest, Alex. Good. Good. Good, Alex. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, this is the future of mankind. This is the only future if you want the future babies of the world to live. So listen to Bill Gates and take your loving vaccine and just die. Just die so that humans can live forever. And until then, stay inside. Now Alex Jones' digital hologram rises from the dead, just like we say when we summon the digital
giant. Oh, it's so wonderful. All of you need to give up your physical bodies. You'll be in heaven like me. Oh, it's so wonderful
now. How do you feel, Alex?
I'm there with Bill Gates right now.
How do you feel, Alex?
Oh, it's I'm not hurting the earth anymore.
That's right. You've now reduced your carbon footprint to nothing.
I like David Brock, too. He's very handsome.
And now, don't you feel better knowing you won't be spreading the coronavirus? That should make you feel really proud of yourself. And I just hope that fellow Americans take from Alex Jones' lead, and they just willingly die. But don't worry, we'll put your consciousness into the system for free.
Is that really Owen Schroyer behind that mask?
For free!
Wait, but you're an imposter.
Say it with me. For free!
Are you getting serious, Owen?
For free.
We could sit here and have fun during this tyranny. And I'm just, you know what? I always say I'm honest with the audience, and I am. But sometimes I hold back on stuff, so I'll just be completely honest with everybody. So let's make a huge issue out of this right now, okay?
This looks too natural.
It actually is very natural right now.
Hello, take your vaccines. We love you. Oh,
look at how much age you lost, Alex.
Just by being
digitally uploaded.
Now let's get serious, though. Things are getting really hardcore, Owen. And you have a demonstration tomorrow that you were grievously punished for. We can joke around about this because we take things, we take things on the chin a little too easily. It really. When I learned last night that you and a bunch of other crew members were banned off Twitter, and they said because you're going to violate social distancing, imagine that level of tyranny where due process and where, before you even did it, an off-platform activity and the right to assemble and basic, the First Amendment's gone, and it's all being overseen by the same tech companies that help police the Chinese people. This is a crime against humanity. This is war crimes.
Well, where are the, you're talking about real men, but where are just Americans? Where are the real men? Where are the real women that are sitting here and just seeing this at its face value and saying, wait a second, you can't tell us to close our business. You can't tell us to end our way of life. You can't tell us to stay inside. You can't do this to us. You can't threaten us with fines. You can't threaten us with arrest if we choose to open our business.
Especially when you gave the bioweapon to the Chinese, released it. It's confirmed now, and the people that released it are our bosses. I mean, let me tell you, I trust Trump because I know what he's gone through. If there was a real bioweapon got out or something happened and it was like killing 5%, 10%, and they're like, hey, man, I was seeing bodies piling for real and it wasn't all fake stuff, and Trump's like, hey, I need you to do this. It's like 2 weeks, emergency. I would trust him. He's been against it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Then they jumped on him and said, you're going to cause mass death. So he had, because of our cowardice, I don't mean yours, I, the general public's, he had to try to ride the tiger. Now he's been trying to reopen things. And again, the very same media praising Xi Jinping is attacking Trump. America better side with your president, man. You better side with your president right now.
Well, and it's really just side with reality, side with your own personal freedom, because I think another reason why they want to stop these, you know, rallies and exhibitions at state capitol and stuff, because guess what, Alex? This is our way of kind of testing the system, too. Like, all right, we're all going to go to this. We're not, most people aren't wearing masks. They're shaking hands. Are we going to be all right? Most people are probably going to go home and look in the mirror about a month later and still be healthy and say, you know what?
Dude, 9 people have died, and 8 of them were over 80 years old. And that's with a fake test that counts every cold virus as that.
Yeah, and
it's a hoax. And folks, I knew with China shutting down and what was coming, I said, you better get ready. You better boost your immune system. You better get food for the economy shutting down. And you should normally have your immune system boosted anyways. I'm very glad to get folks to get vitamins and minerals they need. Plus, it funds the operation. I'm totally transparent. But speaking of this, I haven't even really plugged today. We have a new product in, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you about this. This was planned 6 months ago before this even started. I said, you know, there are all these hand sanitizers that are toxic and have problems. We have it with high-quality organic alcohol and with essential oils in 3 different scents. Lavender. And we also have eucalyptus. And we have the other one. And we also have peppermint. All of these evil terrorists. You can get all 3 of them together for 50% off or get them together individually. But no one has, that we've looked at, an organic hand sanitizer that actually leaves your hands not oily but not dry. It leaves them healthy. And I said about 6 months ago, looking at the market, and I said, what's really hot? Well, hand sanitizer. And I'm like, yeah. Hand sanitizer on average is really toxic, lowers fertility. Studies are out there. I said, I want a natural hand sanitizer. So that's how God works, that right as they try to block us putting out major products, this baby, 6 months in development, is here. We have a limited amount, only a few thousand bottles of each one, and we won't get more for a couple months, but this is how you fund the operation. Plus, this stuff is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We have it in lavender. We have it in peppermint, and we have it in eucalyptus, which is one of my favorites, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so good just for your nose, just for your brain to smell it. Well, I guess it's olfactory nerve. You know, let's say it's a conspiracy. The olfactory nerve doesn't exist. Yes, it does. You know, like I said, we have storable food. They're going to probably say you don't need food to live. You know, the FDA says it's non-essential. You know, like your job, your life is non-essential. I'm not even joking. They say, they're already saying, it's weird if you claim vaginal birth is normal. I predicted that 20 years ago. They're now saying vaginal birth should be illegal. Okay, and you know, because again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a takeover of the normal human biology. It is a tyranny. It is a domestication. So we have these at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I'm not even worried about bringing the money at this point, except I forget how serious things are. And then I remember that I should tell you these are great products you need already. It's just that things are insane. So get your storable food back in stock. Get your hand sanitizers with natural essential oils and InfoWarsStore.com where you still can. Oh, what do you have coming up in the war room today?
Well, let me just say I will be definitely talking about these new hand sanitizers because most of the time, you know, first of all, you can't even find any. But normally, you know, you try to squeeze it, right, and the whole, like, glob comes out, and then you have too much, and then it's a mess. This, how has nobody done this before with a spray?
Oh, hey. If they believe in what they're doing, they'll buy the damn sanitizer.
This is a spray.
Doesn't matter. We're all going to burn in hell anyways.
How has nobody developed a spray hand sanitizer until we did it? That's just...
Well, we got some even cooler stuff coming up.
But no, actually, Alex, I really want to take a lot of phone calls. I got a lot of great guests coming up today, too. So,
and you're going to announce that you're gay today. For Brian Stelter.
No, for David Brock. You know, I think David Brock.
Well, David Brock and
you know, I don't even want to talk about these losers anymore, honestly. They're not.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.